Ted Kennedy, campaign spending limits are the heart of election reform. Why is Senator Al Simpson against them? In a moment, we'll face off. Al, people are fed up with campaign financing abuses and fat cat political contributions that make conflict of interest a way of life in Congress. They're fed up with public officials who spend more time raising money from special interests instead of tending to the public interest. The SNL scandal is the last straw. The constant hunt for campaign dollars demeans the process of elections and undermines the foundation of our democracy. But it doesn't faze you, Al. After months of effort, a bipartisan reform proposal fell apart because Republicans refused to accept limits on the amount of money that candidates can spend in their campaigns. Spending limits are the heart of election reform. They've worked well in presidential elections, and we need them in congressional elections, too. Bluster all you want, Al, but if you're not for spending limits, you're not for real reform.
No bluster, Ted. I'll give you real reform. Let's get rid of political action committees. You know those special interest groups pretty well. You ought to. The Washington Post reports they've given you $1,975,407 since records were kept. Did they get what they paid for? And if you want some more real reform, let's place tough limits on out-of-state contributions and get rid of soft money, sewer money, that is now unaccounted for. A cap on spending doesn't do a thing unless the American people can be assured of full disclosure on where a candidate gets his money in the first place, the source. You can stand tall and pretend reform, Ted, but what the Democrats in the Senate really want is a campaign reform bill that preserves incumbents and one that the president will veto. So you jammed it all up with spending caps and making taxpayers pay for our campaigns and pass the buck to Bush. Boy. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on Nelson Mandela's support for Gaddafi, Castro, and Arafat. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.